The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 6, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 25th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 6.
Un tā šodien mēs lasām no Srimad Bhagavad Gita 6. nodaļas 6. pantu.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Sajyante kalevaram. Tam tam evaiti konteya.
Tam tam evaiti konteya.
Sada tad bhava bhavita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Purport. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sangrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam avadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha.
So, do you ever have an experience of chanting Hare Krishna and your mind is somewhere else while you're chanting? You ever have experience that you're chanting Hare Krishna and your mind is somewhere else besides your chanting?
Vai jūs esat piedzīvojuši to, ka ir, ka tad, kad jūs skandējat Hare Krishna mantu, kaut kas cits notiek jūsu prātā ārpus tā, ka jūs skandējat? Vai jūs to esat pieredzējuši?
We have such experiences.
Jā, mums ir šāda pieredze.
So, that means even if you're chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death,
pat jūs skandējat nāves brīdī Hare Krishna,
if your mind is absorbed in something else, that's what you'll get.
Ja jūs prāts būs nodarbināts ar kaut ko citu, tad ir tas, tas būs tas, ko jūs saņemsiet.
So that means we have to practice focused chanting every day.
Tas nozīmē, ka mums jāpraktizē ļoti koncentrēt, fokusēt skandēšanu katru dienu.
Krishna says, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain.
Krishna saka, kāda esamības stāvokli cilvēks atceras aiziešanas brīdī, tādu stāvokli viņš noteikti arī sasniedz.
What if you're chanting, but you're thinking of a deer?
Bet, ja jūs, piemēram, skandējat, atkārtojat svēto vārdu, domājat par briedi.
Then you become a deer.
Tad jūs kļūstat par briedi.
If you want to go back to Godhead, you can't just be chanting, you have to be focused on the chanting.
Lai tiktu atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva, tad jums nav tikai vienkārši jāskandē, jums ir jābūt ļoti koncentrētam.
Sometimes we think, well, as long as I'm chanting at the time of death, then I'm okay.
Dažkārt kāds domā, oh, ja vien es nāvis brīdī varēšu skandēt svēto vārdu, tad viss būs kārtībā.
Prabhupada said, you know, it's well known that it's commonly known that Mahatma Gandhi was chanting the name of Ram at the time of his death.
Ir zināms, ka Mahatma Gandhijs atkārtoja nāves brīdī Rāmas vārdus.
Prabhupada said he did not go back to Godhead.
Prabhupada teica, viņš neatgriezās atpakaļ pie Dieva.
So, simply to utter the name of God, if you're not fully absorbed in that utterance, then that's not sufficient for liberation.
Ja jūs vienkārši tikai atkārtojat Dieva vārdu, bet neesat pilnībā iegremdējies tajā, tad tas nav pietiekami, lai saņemtu atbrīvi.
So that means we really have to carefully follow the instructions of Krishna.
Tas nozīmē, ka mums ļoti uzmanīgi jāsako Krišnas norādījumiem.
We can't be negligent in our chanting.
Mēs nedrīkstam atstāt novārtās svētā vārda atkārtošana.
Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam ashtaram tatastato niyam yaitad atman yeva vasham niyam. Bhagavad Gita 6.26.
Bhagavad Gita 6.26 teikt sekojošies.
From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Lai arī kur savas svaidīgās un nepastāvīgās dabas dēļ prāts neaizklīstu, tas noteikti jāatved atpakaļ patības varā.
Krishna warns us in chapter 6, text number, chapter 2, text number 67.
Un Krishna mums brīdina otrās nodaļas 67. Pantā.
He says that Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano nu vidyate Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano nu vidyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navam ivam vasi 267. As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence.
Un tā 267. Stiprs vējš aizdzem projām laivu, un viens vienīgs juteklis, kuram pievērsts prāts, var aiznest projām cilvēku saprātu.
So that means we have to be very careful when we're in contact with sense objects.
Un tas nozīmē, ka mums jābūt ļoti uzmanīgiem, tad, kad mēs nokļūstam saskarē ar jutekļu objektiem.
Especially when we're dealing with the opposite sex.
Īpaši tad, kad mums ir kādas attiecības ar pretējo dzimumu.
We have to be careful our senses that do not become attracted.
Mums jābūt uzmanīgiem, lai mūsu jutekļi nepievērstos.
Jāyato viṣayaṁ pumsaṁ saṅgateṣu pajāyate saṅgat saṅjāyate kāma kāmat krodo vijāyate krodat bhavati saṅmoha saṅmohat smriti vibhrama smriti braṅṣad buddhīna śo buddhīna śad pranaśyati 262-63 While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger. From anger, delusion. From delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, bloop, one falls down into the material pool.
Bhagavad Gita 2. Nodaļas 62. 63. Pāns saka sekojošo. Domājot par jutekļu priekšmetiem, cilvēks pieķerstiem, no pieķeršanās rodas iekāri un no iekāris rodas dusmas. Dusmas rada galīgus maldus un maldi aptumšo atmiņu. Kad atmiņa ir aptumšota, zūd saprāts, un kad zūd saprāts, tad cilvēks no jauna krīt materiālās pasaules atvarā.
So we have to protect ourselves.
Un tā mums ir jāaizsargā sevi.
By always keeping our minds focused in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
Un to mēs varam izdarīt vienmēr fokusējot savu prātu Krišnas apziņā.
This is why we need to always be reading Prabhupada's books.
Kāpēc mums vienmēr ir jālasa Prabhupada's grāmatas?
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Jāskait Hare Krishna.
Engaging in service.
Un jābūt iesaistītiem kalpošanā.
Associating with devotees.
Jāpiedrojas ar bhaktām.
Taking prasādam.
Jāpieņem prasādam.
Bowing down before the deities.
Jāpaklanās dievību priekšā.
Singing in the kirtan.
Jādzied kirtanā.
Hearing the classes.
Jāmeklē lekcijas.
Being very neat and clean.
Jābūt ļoti kārtīgam un tīram.
Following regulated principles.
Jāseko regulējušiem principiem.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling.
Nekādas aizliegtas seksuālās attiecības, ne gaļasēšanai, apriedinošām vielām un azartspēlēm.
And chanting at least 16 rounds daily on japa mala beads.
Un skandēt vismaz 16 tāpšļus dienā uz japas malas.
So, we will stick to this wonderful sadhana bhakti process given by Krishna.
Un ja mēs sekosim šim te sadhana bhakti procesam, ko devis Krishna,
we will gradually bring that raging wind known as the mind under control.
Un tad mēs pamazām šo te svaidošo vēju, kas saucās prāts, mēs paņemsim savā kontrolē.
This way will become successful.
Un tādā veidā mēs kļūsim sekmīgi.
The mind is sometimes compared to what in Texas is called a bucking bronco.
Ir, un prāts tiek salīdzināts ar to, ko Teksasā sauc par bucking bronco.
Bucking bronco, I'll define it. A bronco is a wild horse that has never been, lives in the wild, a wild horse.
Un tas, tiek salīdzināts ar mežonīgu zirgu, kas dzīvo
savaļā. Sometimes the cowboys, they will capture the wild horse to tame him, make him, so they can ride him.
Un dažkārt kovboji ķer šos te sauveres zirgus, lai viņus padarītu par tādiem, lai viņiem varētu jāt.
But that wild horse doesn't want to be ridden by anybody.
Bet šis te sauveres zirgs nevēlas, lai kāds ar viņu jātu.
So to teach him how to become a tame horse, the cowboy will sit on top of him, see.
Un lai mācītu, kā tad viņam būs pakļauties, tad kovbojs apsēžas viņam uz muguras.
And that bronco becomes very angry. What are you doing sitting on me?
Tas bronco kļūst ārkārtīgi niknas, kas ir man tiek darīts.
He'll throw his rear legs into the air.
Un tad savas pakaļkājas met gaisā šis te zirgs.
To like whip the cowboy off his back and throw his legs up in the air. So the cowboy has to hold on, you see.
Cowboy has?
And the cowboy has to hold on.
Un kaubojiem ir jāturās ļoti stingri.
So many times the cowboys are thrown off those bucking broncos.
Un ļoti bieži kaubojs šie mežonīgie zirgi nomet šos kaubojs.
But the cowboys are determined that they will tame that horse, so they keep getting on no matter how many times they're thrown off.
Bet kauboji ļoti mērķiecīgi turpina iejāt šos zirgus neatkarīgi no tā, cik reizes viņus nomet.
And finally that bronco gets tired of bucking. You know, kicking in the air, and he just says, "All right." He said.
On Vegas, Zirks nogurst no tās spārdīšanās un pakļaujās.
So did you know that you have a bucking bronco?
Vai jūs zināt, ka jums ir šis te spārdošais mežonīgais savu
zirgs? You all know that you have a bucking. Each one of you has a bucking bronco.
Vai jūs zināt, ka jums katram pieder šāds te mežonīgs savu zirgs?
It's called the mind.
Un to sauc par prātu.
And your intelligence is the cowboy, you see.
Un jūs saprāts ir kā kaubojs.
So you have to, with your intelligence, you have to conquer over the mind.
Un ar savu saprāti, jums ir jāpakaļauj prāts.
Armed with the knowledge of the Vedas, you see. The intelligence is armed with Vedic knowledge.
Un saprāts ir bruņots ar vediskajām zināšanām.
And with this, the intelligence tries to conquer the mind.
Un tā palīdzība, ar šo zināšanu palīdzību,
and the mind keeps bucking.
Prātu.
Get out. Prāts, savukārt, leave me alone. Let me look at women. Let me have intoxication. Let me have this. Don't restrict me. What are you doing? And mind
prāts,
keeps rebelling.
Neierobežo man. Ļauj man skatīties uz šīm sievietēm. Ļauj man iedzert kādu glāzīt. Ļauj man darīt to, ko es vēlos.
So you can let the bucking bronco remain a wild horse, or you can subdue it with the power of Vedic knowledge.
Un jums ir, jūs varat vai, nu, atļaut savam prātam būt šim te palikt par
viņu. If you're like that,
vai arī pakļaut viņu ar saprātu un vediskajām zināšanām.
If you're like one of those expert cowboys, you won't give up the fight. You'll defeat that bucking bronco. If you're like one of those expert cowboys,
jums patīk līdzināties šiem te pieredzējušajiem kovojiem, tad jums ir jāpakļauj arī savas mežonīgās.
You won't give up.
Jums nav jāpadodās.
You'll tame that horse.
Jums ir jāieja.
No matter how long it takes.
Tas zirgs neatkarīgi no tā, cik ilgu laiku tas prasīs.
Especially in the old days before they had automobiles in Texas.
Īpaši agrāk, pirms Teksasā bija automašīnas.
The horse was very valuable, you see.
Zirgi bija ārkārtīgi lielā vērtē.
In fact, the horse was so valuable, if somebody stole a horse, they would kill him.
Un patiesībā zirgs bija tik ļoti vērtīgs, ka ja kāds nozaga zirgi, tad tas
horse thieves were put to death. Horse thieves were put to death.
Zirgu zāgļus nogalināja.
Horses were so valuable.
Zirgi bija ļoti vērtīgi.
And when they run out of oil, they will again become valuable all over the world.
Un tad, kad beigsies pasaulē nafta, tad atkal kļūs zirgi ļoti vērtīgi.
Prabhupada one time asked the disciples, what is the most beautiful animal?
Prabhupada
asked the disciples, what is the most beautiful animal?
Kas ir visbrīnišķīgākais dzīvnieks?
And they said, oh, Prabhupada, it must be the cow.
Un viņi teica, Prabhupāda, tā jābūt ir govī.
Prabhupāda said, no, the horse is the most beautiful.
Nē, Prabhupāda teica, nē, zirgs ir skaistākais dzīvnieks.
So, we have to bring this wild horse of the mind under control.
Un tā mums ir šis te mežonīgais prāta zirgs jāpakļauj.
With the reins of Vedic knowledge, you see.
Un kā groži mums kalpo vediskās zināšanas.
This is why these classes are so important.
Un tāpēc šīs te nodarbības ir tik svarīgas.
One should regularly hear 10 classes on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Cilvēkam ir regulāri jāapmeklē Srimad Bhagavatam un Bhagavad Gita.
As far as possible, 7 days a week.
Un ja cik vien iespējams, 7 dienas nedēļā.
In fact, the Bhagavatam says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. that you should study, always be studying the Bhagavatam. So these ISKCON centers are giving a nice facility, you see.
Un šie ISKCON centri nodrošina lieliskas iespējas.
Because there are regular classes going on here.
Tāpēc, ka regulāri lekcijas šeit notiek.
That is a very good reason to live in an ISKCON center if one can.
Un tāpēc tas ir ļoti labs iemesls, kāpēc atrasties šeit.
Or to visit it regularly if one can.
Vai vismaz tos regulāri apmeklēt.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi?
Man ir tāds jautājums, vai uzmanīgi klausīšanās lekcijā, kad runā guru, kā viņa saistīta ar japsakārtošanu? Vai tas ir saistīts, vai tur ir tam miedarbība?
Vai spēj klausīties uzmanīgi
ja
saistīt?
Ja tu klausies uzmanīgi lekciju, vai uzlabojas, tieksim, džāpā arī,
If one listens very attentively during a lecture, does it affect his ability to attentively chant japa?
It enhances it.
Tas uzlabo to.
You're learning the art of mind control.
Jo jūs mācāties kā mākslu, kā kontrolēt savu prātu.
Attentive hearing of lectures, either live classes or recorded lectures, both of that is good for your japa.
Un jūsu džapai ir labi gan dzīvajā klausīties lekcijas uzmanīgi, vai arī ierakstos tās klausīties uzmanīgi.
Because you're learning the art of focused hearing.
Tāpēc, ka jūs mācāties mākslu, kā fokusēti klausīties.
Any other question?
Citi jautājumi? Vai es varu klausīties lekcijas kaut ko darot, bet kaut ko darot, tad novēršās uzmanība. Is it allowed to listen to the lectures while doing something? Because doing something, I regularly then lose my attention to the lecture.
Actually, the best thing, the ideal thing, is to do one thing with full consciousness.
Vislabākā lieta ir darīt vienu lietu ar pilnu apziņu.
That's actually the ideal thing.
Tā ir ideāli. Tas ir ideāls.
Prabhupāda would do, we wouldn't see him doing one thing while he was listening to a lecture through a headset.
Mēs nemanījām, ka Prabhupāda darītu kaut ko paralēli kādai citai darbībai.
Prabhupāda never, he would not take prasādam while he was hearing a lecture.
Ka viņš lasītu darot kādu citu darbību. Piemēram, ka viņš
If it helps you to be more Krishna conscious while you're doing your service and it doesn't distract from your service, you can hear a lecture.
Bet ja tas palīdz jums nostiprināties Krišnas apziņā, un ja tas...
Even if you're only hearing it halfway and you're washing the dishes and even if you're hearing it halfway, that's okay.
Un ja tas nenovērš jūs no tās pamatdarbības, tad tas ir labi. Pat ja jūs tikai daļēji klausāties...
Sound vibration will purify you.
Jo skaņu vibrācijas attīri jūs.
But this was not done by the great acharyas. That's the one thing to remember.
Bet jāatcerās, ka lielie acharī tā nedarīja.
When they would hear, that's all they would do. They would sit and hear and chant about the glories of Krishna. And then when they were doing other things, they would just do that with complete focus.
Piemēram, ja viņi skandēja slavinājums Dievam, tad viņi skandēja slavinājums Dievam, ja viņi darīja kaut ko citu, tad viņi darīja kaut ko citu, viņi darīja vienlaicīgi vienu darbību.
So it's not that you have to, hear lectures while you're doing your service to be properly situated in Krishna consciousness.
That's
not that you have to do that.
Nav tā, ka jums tas ir jādara, ka jūs darat kādu kalpošanu, ka jums ir jāklausās lekcijas.
So, you can do that, but it's not required.
Jūs varat tā darīt, bet tas netiek prasīts.
The point is to do whatever is best for your Krishna consciousness in each situation.
Katrā situācijā svarīgi ir darīt to, kas ir vislabāk jūsu Krišnas apziņai.
Any other questions?
Vēl kādi jautājumi? Kas ir svarīgāk, pašam studēt grāmatas vai apmeklēt lekcijas? What is more important, to read scriptures on my own or attend classes?
Actually, the classes have more potency.
Lekcijām ir vairāk spēka.
Because of the principle known as synergy.
Tāpēc, ka princips ir sinerģija.
In other words, we all put our energy, focus our energy together to hear and understand the philosophy. It becomes more powerful.
Tāpēc, ka ja mēs visi fokusējamies un savu dzirdi fokusējamies to, lai labāk saprastu filozofiju, tad...
You should do both. Actually, you should do both. When I first joined the movement, we had 7 classes a day.
Kad es pievienoju šai kustībai, mums bija 7 lekcijas dienā.
But I was skeptical. Well, I don't know if these devotees are... properly presenting the philosophy or not.
Bet es biju ļoti tāds skeptisks, es teicu, nu, es neesmu īsti pārliecināts, vai šie bakts pareizi prezentē, sniedz šo filozofiju.
So in addition to attending 7 classes every day, I was also reading as much as possible too.
Un papildus šīm 7 nodarbībām, lekcijām katru dienu, es vēl lasīju.
Then gradually by my reading I could see that actually the devotees were correctly presenting what was given by Srila Prabhupada.
Un caur lasīšanu es pamazām sapratu, ka Bhaktas ļoti precīzi sniedz šo filozofiju.
So your own reading is very important.
Tāpēc jūsu lasīšana personiski ļoti
So that you have a clear understanding directly from Prabhupada what is this philosophy.
Jo, lai jūs varētu tieši no Prabhupada saprast, kāda ir šī filozofija.
That way if the speaker makes present something which doesn't seem right according to what you've read, you can really ask a question about it.
Un jums šķiet, ka lekcijas sniedzējs kaut ko saka, kas nav nesaskan ar to, ko jūs esat izlasījis, tad jūs...
So I recommend that everybody should read all the books and everybody should attend the classes. Both things are very important.
Un visiem vajadzētu izlasīt visas grāmatas, prakpādes un apmeklēt arī lekcijas.
Any other question?
Jautājums, vai cilvēks varētu mūžā ir viens pats lasīt, studēt Šrīmad Bhagavatam un Bhagavad Gītam, lasīt džāk, viņš mūs viens pats, viņš varētu nonākt pie tieši saucājās enerģijas.
Viens pats, kas nozīmē bez kāds.
Viens pats, viena kā.
Yeah. Is it possible that being alone, one can read all the scriptures, chant japa, kas vēl bija?
Skanis Bhagavad Gītu studēt, yeah, yeah. Un viss sākas dāks lasīt.
Yeah. Un skanē džapu, ja? Ja. And finally return back to Godhead.
Yes, if you get initiated, sure.
Ja, jūs esat saņēmis iniciāciju, ja.
Guru is required.
Bet guru ir vajadzīgs.
But even if one lives alone, if you have a spiritual master and you surrender to his orders, then you can definitely go back.
Ja, bet pat ja jūs dzīvojat viens, bet jums ir garīgais skolotājs un jūs pilnībā pakļaujaties viņa norādījumiem, tad pat esot viens un
Diksha, you must have.
Tad jūs to varat sasniegt. Diksha ir vajadzīga. Garīgā skolotā iniciācija no garīgā skolotā.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Pirmīt, klausoties lekciju, man radās tā nesaprotne, kā kāds saucās kontradikšana?
Pretrum.
Kad tur ir teikts tekst pantā, kad jāpat ļauj prātu savai patībai.
Tad ir citā pantā.
Nu jā, man to nav tik vēl nozīm, bet tad bija teicis, ka jāpakļauj sev savai patībai augstākajā nedēļā. Bet tāpat laikā ir teicis, ka tikai pilnībā uzticoties Krišnam dzīvā būtne var pārvarēt trīs materiālās Krišnam pakļaut, un arī Arjuns arī teica, ka grūtāk ir pakļaut, vieglāk ir savaldīt vēju nekā savu prātu. Tā kā...
Tā ir tagad to pašu.
Okay, my question is, it seems to be a contradiction. Then in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that it's very hard to control the mind. It's easier to control the wind than mind. Is it so?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then when you were reading, it was said that we have to, mind has to be controlled by the self, the higher, the soul, I understood as a soul, right?
Okay.
But in the same time it is said in Bhagavad Gita that only by fully surrendering to Krishna we can overpass easily the three modes of material nature.
Yeah, so what's the contradiction?
So it's in my mind, it's kind of doesn't really stick together how it is possible.
Yes, on your own power it's impossible to conquer the mind.
Yeah, saviem spēkiem pakļaut prātu nav iespējams.
But if you take shelter of Krishna by his power, it's easy.
Ja jūs
pieņemat
patvērumu pie
Krišnas,
tad ar viņa
spēku tas ir iespējams. Bhagavad Gita 7:14. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Ļoti grūti uzvarēt manu dievišķo enerģiju, kas sastāv no trijām materiālās dabas īpašībām. Bet
so
tie, kas uzticējuši sevi man, pavisam viegli spēj pacelties tajā pāri.
So it is impossible to conquer the mind.
Jā, tas ir, it is impossible.
It is impossible.
Tas ir neiespējami pakļaut prātu.
But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you can easily conquer it.
Ja jūs pieņemat patvērumu pie Krišnas, tad to var viegli izdarīt.
By his grace.
Ar viņa žēlstību.
So there's no contradiction.
Tāpēc tur nav pretrums.
Krishna's mercy is what saves us.
Krišnas žēlstība ir tā, kas mūs glābj.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājumi? Savas dzīves, tas vai tas nozīmē, ka šis pāns, ka savas dzīves laikā mums visu laiku kaut kā vajadzētu domāt par to brīdi, kad mēs atstāsim šo ķermeni. Does it mean this verse you read today that during our life we should be very concerned, we should always remember that moment that we are going to leave our body, so we should think about the time of death constantly?
Why not?
No, it is. Does it mean so we should be very because it seems that this is
we should be aware at any moment that we can die. That's right.
Yeah, it's the most important moment of our life is in this body. It's the time
it can happen at any time. You have to always be ready.
Jā, mums ķermeņa atstāšana var notikt jebkurā mirklī, un mums ir jābūt tam gatavam.
When you get in the car on the freeway, it's pretty easy to think about it.
Un tad, kad jūs braucat pa šoseju mašīnā, tad ir diezgan viegli par to padomāt.
And even an elevator, the elevator could, the cable could snap and...
Tad, kad jūs liftā braucat, viss kas var notikt, tad kabels var pārtrūkt.
You have to be ready at any moment.
Because my point is that idea, nobody wants to in this material world, nobody wants to think about this term death.
They block it out. That's right.
Yes. So how, my question is how to deal properly with this term, the time of death. I'll translate. materiālajā pasaulē cilvēki cenšas, ir nobluķējuši un cenšas nedomāt par jēdzienu nāves brīdis. Bet jautājums ir, kā pareizi attiekties pret šo te jēdzienu nāves brīdis?
Well, you should think, well, I've been saving up for a long time to go on this wonderful trip.
Mums ir jādomā tādā veidā. Es esmu krājis naudu ļoti ilgu laiku, lai doto šajā brīnišķīgajā ceļojumā.
I've got a ticket, actually, to go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Un patiesībā man ir biļete uz Goloka Vrindavan.
It's going to be wonderful weather. No hellish summers, no hellish winters, just no terrorists, no everything beautiful and wonderful. I got a ticket to go there.
Un man ir jādomā, ka vairs nebūs šīs elīgās vasaras, elīgās ziemas. Un man ir
I got my passport, I got my visa, I'm all set to go.
Man ir viss, man ir mana pase, man ir vīza jau.
And I'm just waiting for the call from Krishna when he says, okay, yeah, come on now.
Un es vienīgais, ko es gaidu, to brīdi, kad Krishna man pasauks. Not sure.
So I'm ready to go at a minute's notice. Whenever he says, okay, come on now.
Un es esmu gatavs tieši tajā brīdī. Lai kāds tas brīdis nebūtu, es esmu gatavs tam brīdim.
Just imagine being able to pop through this dimension that we see around us now and enter the other dimension.
Iedomājieties, ka pēkšņi atverās šī dimensija, kurā mēs esam šobrīd atrodamies, un mēs ejam citā, parādās citu dimensiju.
There's no such thing as death for a devotee, you see. It's only for karmis. Only karmis die. Devotees don't die.
Bhaktām nav tāda iedziena kā nāve. Tas ir tikai karmī.
Devotee, those who are pure in pure bhakti, they simply pop through this dimension into the other dimension.
Un tie, kas ir tīri bhaktis, viņi vienkārši izlaužās cauri šeit dimensijai.
They simply go through the other dimension, the other
dimensija.
And carry on with their service.
Un turpina savu kalpošanu.
I mean, just like my example, I have these ears that I can hardly hear anything anymore, you know.
Kā piemēram manā piemērā, man ir šīs ausis, ar kurām es knapi varu dzirdēt jau ko.
It's such a hassle.
Un tas ir tādas grūtības.
But when I leave the body, I'll get fantastic ears that can hear well.
Es atstāšu tevi, man būs brīnišķīgas ausis.
I won't need a hearing aid, I don't have to go like that. What was that? What was it?
Man nebūs vajadzīgi šie te dzirdes aparāti.
Can you say that louder, please?
Man nebūs jāsaka cilvēkiem skaļāk lūdzu atkārtojiet.
Man have to hassle with it, you know.
Jā, visi šīs te grūtības un nērtības.
I won't have to worry about any of the anxieties of material existence.
Un man vairs nebūs jāstraucās ne par kādām te grūtībām materiālās dzīves grūtībām.
It's like you're working on the assembly line in a hellish factory.
Tā kā jūs, piemēram, strādājat pie konvejera hellīgā fabrikā.
And you got an all expenses paid vacation to the Fiji Islands, you know.
Un jūs esat visu apmaksājis jau braucienu uz Fiji salām.
And you're just waiting for the word that now, you know, okay, now you can go, you know, yeah, you can leave your job and go to the Fiji.
Un jūs tikai gaidāt to brīdi, kad jums pateiks, jā, tagad tu vari doties, atstāt darbu un doties uz Fiji.
But the boss is saying, well, we have some more work for you here at the factory.
Bet tad boss atnāk saka, bet mums vēl ir darbs tev fabrikā.
So you're just waiting, when's this going to be over so I go to Fiji?
Un tad jūs visu laiku esat tādā stāvoklī, jūs domājat, nu kad gan tas vienreiz beigsies, lai es varētu uz Fiji doties?
So the word death does not exist in a devotee's vocabulary.
Un vārds nāve neeksistē bhakto vārdnīcā.
Here, because the devotee is deathless.
Kāpēc? Ka bhaktas ir nemirstīgi.
Srila Prabhupada explains that when one becomes initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, he becomes deathless from that very moment.
Šī Prabhupāda paskaidro, ka tad, kad cilvēks saņem iniciāciju no garīgā skolotāja, tajā brīdī viņš kļūst nemirstīgs.
He attains immortality.
Viņš sasniedz nemirstību.
Of course, if you don't keep your initiation vows, that's another thing.
Protams, ja jūs nesekojat solījumiem, kur jūs dodat iniciācijas brīdī, tā ir cita lieta.
But if you take diksha and you remain firm in those following the orders of your spiritual master.
Bet ja jūs pieņemat dikšu un esat stabils sekošanā tiem solījumiem, ko jūs esat devis.
I'm looking especially at all of my disciples while I'm saying this.
Es īpaši skatos uz saviem audzēkņiem, kad es to saku.
To drive the point home.
Lai skaidrāk izteikt savu domu.
That if you remain fixed in serving the orders of your spiritual master to always chant 16 rounds without fail at least every day and follow these four-legged principles.
Tad, ja jūs izpildat skolotāju norādījumus, kalpojat, tad atkārtojat 16 āpļus vismaz un sekojat.
You have already stepped on the head of death.
Jūs jau esat uzkāpuši nāvei uz galvas.
You already conquered it.
Jūs jau esat viņu pakļāvuši.
When Dhruva Maharaj was quote dying unquote. Do they have that, you know what that means in English we say dying. He was quote dying unquote. That means you know how to translate that?
Kad Dhruva Maharaj bija tā sakot mirstoš, bet pēdējā šis vārds.
The Vaikuntha airplane came to pick him up.
Lidmašīna vai lidojušais aparāts no Vaikuntha nolaidās, lai viņu paņemtu.
But death also came.
Un nāve arī atnāca.
So you know what he did with death?
Un jūs zināt, ko viņš izdarīja nāvi?
Death put his head down and he used death as a footstep to get into the Vaikuntha airplane.
Viņš paņēma nāvi un noliec viņu un izmantoja nāves galvu, lai pakāptos un iekāptu šajā te Vaikuntha lidojušajā
aparātā. So devotee, death is a, he said, oh, thank you very much, death.
Un vats attieksme pret nāvi ir tāda, paldies, mīļā nāve.
I'm glad you came today.
Es esmu priecīgs, ka tu šodien atnāci.
I'm using you as a footstep to enter the Vaikuntha airplane.
Es izmantoju tevi kā pakāpienu, lai tiktu tālāk uz Vaikuntha.
So the devotee is not afraid of death.
Bhaktas nebaidās no nāves.
He's looking forward to it.
Viņa ar nepacietību gaida viņu.
I've been saving up for this trip to Fiji for a long time.
Es esmu krājis naudu šim ceremonijam uz Fiji ļoti, ļoti ilgu laiku.
And now I'm out of this damn factory and I'm on my way.
Un tagad es esmu ārā no šīs nolāpītās fabrikas un es esmu savā ceļā uz Fiji.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums. Ja mēs nāves brīdī nejauši padomāsim par kaut ko citu, nejauši, bet tas nozīmē, ka visa Krišnas apziņas prakse ir bijusi veltīga. Accidentally, jā. If at the time of death we accidentally think about something else, accidentally, does it mean that all our practice of Krishna consciousness was waste of time?
No.
Ne.
Maharaj Bharat became a Krishna conscious deer.
Bharat Maharaj kļuva par Krishna par briedi Krishna apziņā.
And he associated with the sages in his deer's body.
Un esot briežu ķermeņā, viņš biedrojās ar svētajiem, jā.
We have experience also in ISKCON.
Mēs esam to pieredzējuši ar ISKCONā.
In Mayapur.
Mayapurā.
Every night when the devotees would leave the temple and go for prasadam.
Katru nakti, kad bhaktas atstāja templi un dodās pēc prasadam.
One dog would sneak in for darshan.
Ir tur suns, kas nāk iekšā, lai saņem darshan.
Animals are not allowed in the temple. So when all the devotees went to the prasadam hall, this dog would sneak into the temple and take
darshan.
And offer his obeisances. So he was a devotee in a previous lifetime, but the last minute he thought of his dog or something like that.
Viņš bija bakti iepriekšējā dzīvē, bet iespējams, ka pēdējā brīdī viņš padomāja vai par savu
sunu. So he became a dog, but he was a Krishna conscious dog.
Bet ļoti par suni, viņš...
And then from that dog body he'll go back to Godhead.
Un tagad viņš ir suns Krishna apziņā, un no šī te suņa ķermeņa viņš tālāk dosies atpakaļ pie Dieva.
So his sadhana, his bhakti was not spoiled, he just got delayed a little bit.
Viņa sādana, viņa bhakti nav sabojāta, vienkārši viņa bišķīta ar novēlošanos.
But it's really up to Krishna ultimately.
Bet galu galā, viss ir atkarīgs no Krishnas.
If you spend your whole life sincerely engaged in service,
ja jūs visu savu dzīvi patiesi iesaistāt
sevi nokošanā, and at the last second you got slightly distracted from Krishna,
Un ja jūs pēdējās sekundēs nedaudz novirzoties no Krišnas.
Krishna can overlook that and take you anyway.
Krishna var to neņemt vērā un pieņemt jūs vienalga.
So don't be afraid that your sincere service will be in vain.
Tāpēc nebaidieties, ka jūsu patiesā kalpošana varētu aiziet nebūtībā.
Whatever service you render, that will be accepted by Krishna, never forgotten by Krishna.
Lai kādu kalpošanu jūs neveiktu, tā tiek pieņemta, to Krishna vienmēr atcerēsies.
Just like sometimes, I remember I was taking Sanskrit, a very difficult course on Sanskrit in the university.
Es atceros, reiz es apmeklēju ļoti grūtu Sanskrit kursu universitātē.
It's not an easy subject matter, Sanskrit grammar, you know.
Sanskrita gramatika nav nekāds vieglais priekšmets.
So during the final exam, I went up, I was having a little difficulty.
Un kad man bija gala eksāmens, man bija zināmas grūtības.
And the professor very kindly gave me some questions, gave me some bonus questions. If I answered that, I would get some bonus points.
Un profesors ļoti laipns bija, un viņš man uzdeva vairākus papildus jautājumus.
I ended up making a good grade in the course after the action.
Un gal galā viss beidzās ar to, ka es saņēmu diezgan labu atzīmi par šo kursu.
So Krishna can also give you some bonus points.
Un Krišņa arī jums var dot kādus papildus punktus.
To help you pass the exam.
Lai palīdzētu jums nokārtot eksāmenu.
Always feel yourself very meek and humble and fully dependent on Krishna.
Un vienmēr jums ir jājūtās pazemīgam un pilnībā atkarīgam no Krišņas.
And even if there's some difficulty, he'll cover for you at the time of death.
Un ja jums būs kādas grūtības, tad viņš jūs pieseks.
But don't take advantage of this.
Bet neizmantojiet to.
You strive for pure bhakti.
Jūs tiecaties pēc tīra bhakti.
Show Krishna that you're always striving for pure bhakti.
Un parādiet Krishnam, ka jūs vienmēr tiecaties pēc tīra bhakti.
But be sure that his mercy will always be there for you.
Bet esiet tepat laikā pārliecināt, ka viņa žēlastība vienmēr būs līdzās.
If you make the sincere endeavor, give your whole life, then I guarantee you, you will go back.
Ja jūs visu dzīvi patiesi pieliksiet pūlis, tad es jums garantēju panākumu beigās.
Krishna sees your sincerity.
Krishna redzēs jūsu patiesu attieksmi.
But even if there is some difficulty.
Bet pat ja ir kādas grūtības.
Like that dog.
Kā piemēram, stāstā par suni.
He was a dog in Mayapur.
Viņš ir suns Mayapurā.
The holy dame.
Svētajā dāmā.
So Krishna will always take good care of his devotees.
Krishna vienmēr labi parūpējas par saviem bhaktām.
You simply fully give yourself in Krishna's service.
Jums vienkārši sev pilnībā jānodod kalpošanā Krishna.
And you will quickly achieve the supreme destination, guaranteed.
Un jūs ātri sasniegsiet augstāko mājvietu. Galvenais.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Vai tas nozīmē, ka ja cilvēks nepraktizē Krišņas apziņu, tad pēc savas nāves viņš saņem ķermeni saskaņā ar savu karmisko darbību? Does it mean that if one doesn't practice Krishna consciousness, then after one's death, one gets a body according to his karmic deeds?
Yeah. Generally, the human species, they are going down to the animals in the next birth. The human race, they'll be animals in the next life.
Parasti no cilvēku formas tiek saņemta dzīvnieku formas.
Because people are acting like animals. All over the world, they're acting like animals.
Tāpēc, ka visā pasaulē cilvēki uzvedās kā dzīvnieki.
So in their next life, they'll all be animals.
Viņi visi nākamā
dzīvē. They won't be human beings in the next life.
Dzīvnieki.
And some animals, they will get the chance, they will become human.
Bet dažiem dzīvniekiem, viņiem ir iespēja kļūt par cilvēkiem.
Yeah.
Baknots Thakurs saka,
kad es būtu priecīgs piedzimt nākošā dzīvē, pat par ko viņš gribēja Piedzīvi Vaishnava ģimenē. Kurš, kto pamēt? Kēma tam bagātā tradīcija, tā kā viņš to būtu sridi Vaishnava. Potom stāku viņš teica. Jā, ka viņš kaut vai būtu gatavs par kādu kukājumu piedzimt, bet Vaishnava, nu, kopā ar Vaishnavu. Mans jautājums ir, vai mums nebūtu jābūt uzmanīgākiem apkārt ar mušām un pelēm, kas ir īpaši templī un tā tālāk. Pašam vai izsūtāk? My question is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that I would be glad to be born in a family of Vaishnavas, even as a worm or something. Then the question is, should we be more careful, especially in temple, even with the flies around us?
Yes. You shouldn't just go around swatting flies, you know.
Jums nevajadzētu templī staigāt apakārt klapējot mušas.
Being a devotee doesn't mean you have a license to just go around killing. Well, I'm a devotee, I don't, you know, kill everything, kill.
Ja es esmu bakta, tad man ir licence norlināt, es tik staigāt un tik galdināt.
Actually, a devotee means, we see great saintly people in India, even if they're being attacked by mosquitoes, they just let the mosquitoes take the blood.
Mēs redzam, ka bhaktas, piemēram, Indijā ir ļoti augsta līmeņa cilvēki, kas, ja viņiem uzbrūk odi vai moskīti, tad viņi atļauj viņiem
but,
sūt asins.
But actually we have a right, because they're coming as aggressors. We can actually, mosquitoes coming to bite, you can kill them. It's okay.
Taču mums ir tiesības, jo tā kā viņi nāk kā agresori, mums ir tiesības nosist.
He's coming to steal your blood, you can kill him.
Jo viņi nāk, lai nozakt jūsu asins, un tāpēc jums ir tiesības jums nosist.
But as far as flies and all that, which you can put screens on the windows to keep the flies out.
Taču attiecībā uz mušām mēs uzliekam...
It's always better to avoid killing.
Jā, tīkls, jā. Mēs uzliekam aizsargu tīkls, lai izvairītos no mušām.
It's better to put screens on the windows than to put a fly trap, you know, that kills them once they come in.
To put these fly traps.
There's fly traps that kill them.
Yeah. We can put them.
It's better to put screens on the window and avoid the fly
traps. Okay. Bet tad ir labāk uzlikt šos te aizsargtīkls nekā tās muši ķermos, kas jums nogalina.
Yeah, it's better to use, instead of using rat traps that kill the rats, it's better to use a live trap that captures them alive.
Piemēram, labāk nekā pēdus lauzus, kas nosit pēles, ir labāk izmantot tos lauzus, kas noķer pēles dzīves.
It's always better to be non-violent.
Vienmēr labāk ir būt nevartarbīgam.
But if it's unmanageable and there's nothing else that can be done, then you may have to sometimes use methods of extermination method.
Bet ja tas nav iespējams nekādā veidā tikt ar to galā, tad dažkārt var tikt lietotas metodes, lai tiktu vaļā no šiem.
That should be avoided as much as possible. Avoided it as much, when it should avoid exterminating much as possible.
Jābūt ir, cik iespējams mums jāizvērās no tās.
Any other question? Okay, then. We thank you all very much for your kind attention.
Paldies visiem par jūsu uzmanību.
Tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam class, 10 till 8. Tomorrow night, there will not be a... I don't think we're not having a class tomorrow night. We're having a Namahat program tomorrow. You can ask Indranuja Prabhu where it is, how to get there. It'll be around somewhere around noon, beginning around noon, 12 noon.
You arrive at 1 o'clock.
I'll be giving a lecture at 1, maybe some kirtan before that. So that's it. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srimad Sankarsan Dasatikari Maharaj Ki
Jai.